Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana with the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested a callback?
Yes, Adriana, this is Leyland Cox. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Adriana, I spoke to somebody in your department. It's been probably 3 weeks ago. I've been unemployed since January 3rd, and I tried several times to start a claim online, but it kept kicking me out. And so I called the office there, and the lady I spoke to at the time told me that I had previously filed for unemployment in July of 2020, which is totally incorrect. I've never filed for unemployment. And so she gave me the number to the fraud department, and I called the fraud department and left that whole callback, left my number for a callback. Then I got a call back while I was on the phone, and I didn't realize it was them, and I couldn't answer it. And so the gentleman who called, he didn't leave a name or anything. He just said, call back and do the process again. Well, it won't let me enter my number again. It says, well, you already have a claim or a call pending. Hang up and wait. Well, it's been 3 weeks, and I can't find a number to talk to anybody in that fraud department down there without going through this automated circle jerk where I just get, canceled out of the phone call again.
Okay.
Can you get,
yes, sir.
Is there a way I can get a human being on the phone in that fraud department? One, to report there's been a fraud using my Social Security number, and two, so then I can get that cleared up so I can claim unemployment.
Okay. Well, I will gather some information from you and send it over to the fraud department for them to reach out to you. And most likely they'll probably reach out to you sometime today to be able to get this all cleared up and get your new claim submitted.
I would very much appreciate it, Adriana.
Yes, sir. May I start with your Social Security number, please?
Mm-hmm. It's 420-088746. If I need to repeat it, let me know. I will. I went a little fast.
Well, I have it here. And for security purposes, may I have it to verify your mother made a last name?
Yes, Wrightsman. Wrightsman.
Okay. And may I also have it to verify your license or ID number, please?
License or ID number, what is that?
Your driver license number.
I'm sorry. Yeah. 500-8879.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. And you say your last day of work was the 3rd of January?
Yes. But I'm sorry, the 5th of January.
Okay. And what was the name of the company that you were working with last?
Well, it's a little bit complicated. It's either going to be Motion Industries or Command Industrial Technologies. What happened, Adriana, is I left Motion to go to work for Command, and then Motion acquired Command. And so after the acquisition was closed, then I was terminated by, theoretically, Motion Industries. So one of the two. I don't know how it's going to show up in the system. It'll either be Motion Industries or Command Industrial Technologies.
Okay. And may I have a good telephone number where we can contact you at?
Yes, ma'am. 205-541-8409.
And just to reconfirm, that's 205-541-8409?
Yes, you got it.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, it's first name is Leyland, Laylon. Last name is Cox, Cox.
Okay. And you say you were still employed in July of 2021?
Yes, ma'am. I've been employed since. I've been consistently employed for 28 years. Yeah, there's So I've never filed an employment with anybody.
Okay.
It's been frustrating that I can't get a human being on the phone down there in the fraud department. You know, you would think that there would be a means to get a, and they need to fix that system because, I mean, I got a call back and the gentleman said, call back and go through the process again, but it won't let me enter my information again because it says I already have a pending call. So that system's broke.
And I do apologize for that. I'm sorry. I'm going to also include that here in that message that I'm going to be sending over to them so they are aware. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I mean, no, just, you know, I'm not irritated with you. It's just, y'all, that needs to be fixed because people, that's a problem.
Yes, sir, it is. Especially when people are trying to get their claims submitted and this fraud is causing everything to be on hold. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have all the information that I need, and I've sent this over to the fraud department. They will be reaching out to you shortly to be able to get this cleared up and then get your new claim submitted.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Not right now. You've been more help than I've had so far, so I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.